In this bulletin, US President Joe Biden withdraws from the presidential race. Australians warned recovery from tech outage may take 2 weeks. And in athletics, a dominant performance by the Australian team earns them triple gold ahead of the Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. US President Joe Biden has announced his withdrawal from the 2024 presidential election, while endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris as his replacement. Shortly after the news broke, Republican candidate Donald Trump told CNN he thinks Kamala will be even easier to beat than Joe Biden. The 81-year-old president made the announcement on social media platform X, saying he will remain in his current role until his term ends in January 2025. Following a rocky performance in the first debate against Donald Trump, Mr. Biden has faced mounting pressure to withdraw from the race over concerns about his age and health. His endorsement of Kamala Harris, however, does not secure her nomination, and it remains unclear if any other senior Democrats will challenge her for the nomination. Australians are being warned it could take up to 2 weeks to fully resolve the disruption to computer systems affected by the global tech outage. Microsoft says up to 8.5 million devices using its operating system were impacted by the outage that was triggered by a faulty software update from CrowdStrike. The American cybersecurity firm says it is working on an automatic fix, but for now, its manual fix requires physical access to each device. Cybersecurity Minister Claire O'Neill says Australians should be prepared for the full recovery for all impacted sectors to take up to 2 weeks. Andrew McKellar, the CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says it will take businesses some time to calculate the extent of the financial losses from the outage. He says if there is a mechanism for financial compensation, that should be made available.
I think for many businesses it's going to be very difficult to secure direct compensation, but obviously that's something that should be looked at. And I think if there are ways to consider how that might be evaluated, then obviously that's something that should be on the table.
According to News Poll, Anthony Albanese and Peter Dutton are struggling to attract a majority of voters to back them as the preferred leader of the respective parties. The latest survey for The Australian showed only 28% of voters nominated Mr. Albanese and Mr. Dutton as their preferred leaders of their respective Labor and Coalition parties, ahead of five other chosen candidates. For Labor, Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek was backed by 13% of voters, while former leader Bill Shorten was the third pick among voters with 10% support, averaged across all demographics. Treasurer Jim Chalmers enjoyed only 8% support. For the Coalition, Opposition Indigenous Affairs spokeswoman Jacinta Nampanjimpa-Price was the next most favoured behind Mr. Dutton on 14%, followed by Deputy Liberal Leader Susan Lee at 6%. Bangladesh's Supreme Court has scrapped most of the quotas on government jobs that sparked deadly student-led protests. Since the start of the month, students have been demanding an end to a quota that reserved 30% of government jobs for relatives of veterans who fought in Bangladesh's War of Independence in 1971. The protests turned deadly earlier this week, with at least 114 people killed. Ruling on an appeal, the Supreme Court directed that 93% of government jobs should be open to candidates on merit. Lawyer Shah Munjurul Hoq represents the students seeking to end the quota system. He says it is a major victory.
Appellate Division, Article 104.
The Supreme Court's Appellate Division, according to Article 104, gave a final solution to this quota system. 93% of jobs will be allocated on merit, 5% will be for veterans and their kin, and the remaining 2% will be set aside for ethnic minorities, transgender people and those with physical disabilities.
In athletics, days before the Paris Olympics, three Australians have shown their capability to be true contenders at the Games after winning titles at the London Diamond League. Australia achieved a tally of 3 gold medals and set a new Oceania record time of 42.48 seconds in the 4x100 metres women's relay. Javelin thrower Mackenzie Little achieved a personal best of 66.27 metres on her first attempt, winning gold. World champion Nina Kennedy won the women's pole vault, and middle distance runner Oliver Hoare ran a season's best time of 3 minutes and 49.03 seconds. In a dramatic start to the race, three athletes fell with no restart. Speaking to athletics media outlet Trackstar, Hoare says it is a wonderful boost ahead of the Paris Olympics.
A lot of those boys don't deserve to fall. You know, you want to win a race and win it with the best guys up there fighting for it, and that kind of sucked, but I was fortunate enough to stay clear of it, and I was able to hang on. I felt good, and I thought I'm going to go now because the group behind us was going to come through, and I had that last 50 metres to try and really hold on and push it and see if I could win the race, and came away with a win, and very, very grateful for that, but also it's given me confidence going into Paris.
I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.